Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for bed.
Tell me about it.
Well, not with you.
Definitely not.
Good evening, Andy.
Good evening, Leo. Oh, just my light on. That's very bright, isn't it?
I don't want my light on tonight. I want to be in the dark.
It's like a vampire.
I'm leaning slightly. I'm on a tilt. I'm on a wonk.
Is it cool? It's cool to have a bit of a lean.
Used to be, didn't it? Remember 90s? You just walk
with a bit of
a drop shoulder.
And your hand in your pants.
And your pants around your ankles.
Prison! Did you ever used to put your hand in your pants? All
no, good. I still do.
Why?
My missus hates it. I've always got my hand in my pants.
Like in a restaurant?
No, yeah.
Walking around the supermarket? Why?
It's anthropological. It's comfy.
Anthropological?
And you hear that Ricky Gervais joke? Ricky Gervais says it's anthropological. Chimps hold themselves all the time. And he says, something about wanking off. He's like, chimps don't wank me off, though. It's a joke by Ricky Gervais. Very similar to that. But I've always got my hands on my cock. Always.
Ah, just to make sure it's still there.
I don't know, it's just comfy. I don't know, I just find it really comfy, and no does it. So once again, I don't think it's picked up on me. I think it's just subliminal and with pants.
So if you ever meet Leon in the street, don't shake his hand.
Yeah, I'm not walking around the street with me. Do you know what I mean? Sat on one settee, constantly pulling the string, pulling the bag. Oh, what are we talking about? Next subject. How's you
been? What a fantastic start.
I've gone red.
My week's been, I don't even know. What day is it today? It's Wednesday.
I did the exact same thing today. I walked into work and I was like, what day is it? I am lost.
Yeah.
Proper lost.
I'm not used to working 5 days in a week, either.
No. I'm managing two sites at the moment as well.
The second?
Yeah. I must look after all the sites.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I've got the new one, all the things like that, but I'm having to maintain a site that's falling to pieces, like barren. You think, oh, it'd be easy. Plan room tripped out the other day. It took me about 4 days to get it back up and running.
You just go in there, sit and play with your nuts.
Oh, that's the other bad thing in there. I've got no internet, so I can't have my laptop. But I'm on. When I'm in there, I've got to be on the phone doing things. I drive in.
So you just like swimming up and down pool?
I dare go in water. I don't know what clarity's like in it. But no, the other day it was really cloudy. So we had a power cut. Came in, it went really, I lost all circulation, everything. I was like, oh no. The airing system, everything. I was like, I can't get it out. It took me a full day to get it sort of thingy. I shut it all down again. So I'll revisit this tomorrow.
Have you seen them houses where they're all flooded and stuff? They've got real problems.
What houses?
It's been loads of flooding, haven't they?
Nah. Could have my water. No, they don't want my water, do they? I could do with their water. I'm struggling to maintain it. But yeah, only a few more months I can drain the pool. I can't wait to drain the pool. That is something I'm really looking forward to, draining
like
it.
Skate track.
Oh, I'm going to be in it. I'm going to get in it. I'm going to get in the empty pool and take some photos and stuff.
Nice.
Why? That's a good thing.
I think it's yeah, sure.
What a loser. This is a really good thing.
Being in an empty pool.
Yeah. How often do you say being in an empty pool? So I'm gonna be stood 2.1 meters looking up at the side. Because when you're in the water, that depth section is gone.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I'm at the deep end looking up and thinking, shit. Imagine falling in from
well,
there.
Well, that's it. So I remember going to Brid when Brid was emptied. And I walked around that, and you don't walk close to the edge of that
because no.
It's a drop.
Well, I've got to put fall protection on it when I've drained it because of the contractors, in case someone falls over the edge. Would you believe? So I need to put railings around the pool edge.
You just put like cushions in it.
But put the water back in. Yeah. That's safe.
That'll
I can't stop. Swim.
That's stuff. Yeah, that's the other thing. Put
so,
on
yeah, so, busy times at the moment. Busy times.
January tends to be for people, doesn't it? Tends to just have kicked up a gear.
Yeah. It's all right, though.
And stuff, yeah. I'm just going to tell you a bit, because I haven't seen you for ages, properly.
So New Year's Eve, didn't I?
New Year's together, didn't we?
So I didn't see you leading up to Christmas, really, did we?
Not really, did we? Because we had everything pre-recorded, didn't we?
Do you know what I thought? And it also had already bought it. It wasn't until after the New Year. We used to go out pre-Christmas drinks, didn't we?
We used to...
We'd either go to Tom Pudding or something. We'd just go for some drinks. So I thought, wait, didn't this year?
No.
I mean, I did have a busy week running to Christmas.
I'll tell you what we used to do as well. We used to go to like a football game.
Yeah, or the ice hockey game.
Yeah. We didn't do any of that either.
No, we did not really.
We're bad. Bad people. I can't even remember when what podcast came out because we did a bit of a pre-record, didn't we? Of them all. It was a bit of a mishmash. But you still owe me a painting.
When was I meant to do a painting by?
Well, whenever.
What
with? There was no deadline. A body part.
Oh, yeah.
It's not your hands or
arms. Or my tail.
You won't be able to.
My hands are holding it. Yeah, I've got good movement then, haven't I?
Keeping it warm.
I forgot about that.
So that's a bit of admin. So I'm trying to go through my other little bit of admin.
Well, else we're not.
No, the belly button fluff sold, didn't it?
We told that. I'm sure I mentioned that.
But the person hasn't paid.
Oh, what?
So I've had to send them a message this week. I've left it because I'm thinking maybe they're tight around Christmas, isn't it?
For a quid.
So I've had to message them and say, look, you owe me for this belly button fluff. It's the weirdest message I think I've ever
sent. Have they responded?
No. So I might have to cancel it and put it back up for sale, yeah.
So you lucky listeners, back on the market.
Coming back on the market. I'll tell you what, I'll give it till next week.
Yeah.
And if they've not done it, it's not like you can just buy it by mistake, is it? You have to click on it and put a bid in.
Yeah. The problem
there's
is...
three or four different...
Could be a serial ones. Killer.
It could be.
I'm not sure I'm trying to clone you.
I'm still adding to it as well, so...
Are you? Yeah. It was like a bucket now.
Yeah, barrel. A barrel full of fluff. I'm also, I suppose this is, so I wanted to chat with you today about, like, what was your highlights of 23? Can you remember?
What, 23?
Yeah.
I can remember dates.
I've just been scrolling through my phone trying to think, what did I do last year?
My what occupied my year, I hate to keep going on about it, with Nouse Extension, that was a big thing for me, 23. We had little holidays here and there, but, like, we didn't go abroad. Not like that's a thing, but we had, like, little mini breaks instead of going abroad last year.
Yeah, because I finished for Christmas like on the 13th because I had loads of holidays today. And I'm thinking, well, I can't have done anything. We didn't go away. We didn't cycle, did we, last year?
No.
Because
I've said, though, I want to get that gone. I want to get there done this year.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, I know I've been away and I've had days out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I must have just
done around your weekends, probably.
And stuff. So I've got a few highlights of 2023.
Go on.
Swam with sharks. Again, something I completely forgot about. But
when the hell did you swim? I didn't know swam with sharks.
Yeah, went to that Bear Grylls place.
Oh, well. Didn't know you'd been to Bear Grylls. No.
So I went in a cage and there was sharks swimming in front of us. They were great whites. But...
They were? Oh, they were?
No, they were.
Oh. They were like great whites. They were massive.
Yeah, I mean, they were huge.
So that was pretty cool. Nibble at your trotters.
That was pretty cool. Done Alton Towers a couple of times, done Thorpe Park a couple of times, done Blackpool a couple of times, done Three Peaks, enjoyed Three Peaks.
You didn't enjoy Three Peaks.
My feet didn't enjoy it.
Weren't you ill straight after it though?
But I look back on it now and I've enjoyed it. Is that a thing? That, you know, like when you think of something at the time, you think, I'm not enjoying this.
Yeah.
I'll never do this again. Actually, I would. Great North Run. I hated the Great North Run.
You said you're never going to do that again.
I know, and I'm in Ballot.
In Ballot again?
Yeah, I've gone
good
for
bad. Good bad.
And my wheel fell off my car.
Yeah, that was a good time.
So I've just been looking back at like some stuff for this year, and I think that they're sort of my highlights of the year.
I mean, mine's went to Old Trafford a few times, watched football. They're what I've been doing, like going to events, watched England, went to Women's FA Cup final.
I know it's a bit of a cliche and a bit cheesy, isn't it? But isn't this what like life's about? Just getting out and doing stuff. We can all have material stuff, can't we?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But if I say, what did you buy last year?
Not a lot.
You go, well, I can't remember.
No.
But you remember your days out and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things with kids.
And I think that's more, I'd rather spend money on things like that.
Yeah, me too. Like doing stuff.
Yeah.
And like I say, when I'm scrolling back from my phone, from my pictures, I'm thinking, actually, I did do quite a bit.
Hmm. Yeah, we had like this. We did Blackpool last year.
Yeah.
Went to a football tournament in Blackpool.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Which was really good. I mean, last summer was made up of football tournaments. If one won one, the other one was at a tournament. Yeah, yeah. Which, once again, people, they don't mourn, no one mourns. But, like, you lose time for yourself. But I don't mind that now. I'm of an age where I got what to do.
Yeah, like I said, we would have normally gone, our cycling would have been,
yeah.
I suppose, your time for yourself. Yeah. There was no stag do's, was there last year?
No. The only thing I've given back to myself is I started playing vets football.
That didn't go very well, though, did it?
I played this Sunday.
Oh, did you? How did you get on? Injury free.
Do you think I'd ever play football in my life?
That's what it is.
You think you go, you played this game, mate. I had to buy some new boots on my boots. I can cream crackers. So I bought some boots when I first started playing vets football. And buy cheap, buy twice. Yeah. I was being proper tight and I should have just bit the bullet and spent the money on the... So I bought some World Cuppies. And I should have bought World Cup ears. I've just bought some new World Cup ears. Should have bought them. I bought some F50 lookalike things. And I just knew I shouldn't have bought them. They've you know, just fallen to pieces really quick. Because yeah, like, yeah. Synthetic, it's leather, whereas my World Cup is a proper leather. They'll probably last me 10, 15 years.
I won't.
But the last pair I had, because I can remember, like, I had a pair of World Cuppers and Copers, so if they were moulders or studs, and I had them for years and years, and just didn't just last. They don't split, they're comfy, the mould to your feet, they just... Oh.
Have you got to that age now where you start buying stuff and go, this will be the last one of these I ever buy?
Probably football boots, yeah. Football boots, last ones.
You know, like if... I've bought my bed. That bed will probably outlive me now. I'd buy another one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We could do a new mattress, I think.
It's worrying when you start buying shoes, though, isn't it? And go, yeah, this last is the last pair of shoes.
That's when you're 70. You don't think that now when you're your 30s.
I do.
Oh, it's going to be the last pair I buy. No, I don't think I've bought anything that I think's the last. I'm going to... A kitchen. That's the last kitchen I'm buying. I say that for a fucking fact. I don't care what she says. Doors could be hanging off the lot. We ain't getting the kitchen.
That extension staying in it.
Oh, yeah.
Just on that, do you remember this time last year when you was kind of excited to start?
Oh, yeah, because remember the year before that, and I was talking about it? Because we went for a walk. It was on COVID, and we were talking about it, and I was saying, like, I wouldn't mind getting a camper van, but we want to do an house extension sort of thing. And obviously, the house extension made more sense. And that was the thingy. And then all of a sudden, like, it was like, we want to do that. And then...
Just patch your camper van around back.
Yeah, and it took a full year to then, it's happening sort of thing.
Yeah, because I remember when you said it's going to happen. And then it was still ages before it started.
Oh, yeah. We booked our builder in probably nearly a year in advance, nearly.
Yeah.
Probably not that, probably about eight, 9 months.
And now you just think, it's gone. It's gone, mate.
Yeah, I know. So's my wallet.
Yeah. So he's eating.
He used to wear heavier on my pants in that wallet, not anymore.
So he's eating nice food and stuff.
Yeah. Tell me about it. So I didn't have a bad 2023, but I think I had a steady 2023. I mean, 22 was relentless. We seemed to cram anything and everything into 22. It was a weird year that year.
Is that because sort of on the back of COVID as well? Because like holidays kind of got pushed back a year in certain circumstances.
Yeah.
Did yours?
No. So we had nothing that threw back. Oh, well, technically, because we meant to go to America, weren't we? So we meant to go to America before COVID. Then it got knocked back. Then was going to do it, but then my sister passed. So then it got like knocked back again. And then we then sort of did it. But it all started from, I think, December 21.
Didn't you go to America last year?
No, 22.
It was 22?
Yeah.
Was that long ago? Wow.
Yeah. So it was like December 21, we went to Lapland. And then just from then, it was like this. It was like crazy. Like, so like the whole of 22, from the end of 21 to all of 22, it was just like, because it finished with America in the like end of October. I was like, bloody hell.
But now you're not going to afford to do all.
No, definitely not. But so then taking that and then going into 23 was like a bit of a tame year. I know it like obviously happened back the house extension, but it was like a bit more of a what I call it a normal year where I'm not doing anything and everything. I'm just doing like the normal stuff, nothing above and beyond.
Is that the plan for this year?
Yes. Yeah,
so, not much plan this year.
No, so this year I don't think we'll get abroad this year again. I don't think. Once again, I keep saying that like. I must go abroad every year. It'll be same again. We'll probably do little staycations and stuff. And I mean, last year we went to a place up at near the Lake District for a week. So we'll probably do something like that again and stay here.
It's almost as dear as going abroad, though, isn't it?
I know what you mean, but my food shopping's my food. We don't spend any more outside of that. Like the hotel, the cabin or whatever, and that's
it'll be ten.
But if you go abroad, you've got all the food and all the eating out and all the we don't do any of them sort of things. Like I buy my booze from Morrison's and I'm good to, or Tesco's or any good supermarket or something like that.
Anyone that wants to sponsor us?
Yeah,
you're
so,
all good.
But yeah, so I don't think we'll go away this year. I need to do a garden, so that's next adventure. I need to get the garden sorted. I've got a couple of quotes in. I think I need to be a gardener.
You're paying for the skills, aren't you?
Of course I am, yeah. To a point where, originally, the plan was I was going to do the garden. And I rang the builder, who did the house extension. I said, mate, will you come and quote for me? He's like, where? I was like, I can't do it. Do you know what I mean? Because I really thought, because I laid the paving originally. So I laid the paving at mine when I first moved in, did all the back garden, sorted the grass out and stuff like that. But because I'm starting from complete basic, I'm going to have to put like rubble down to build up levels, I'm going to sort out, I need machinery, do you know, to do it. So,
yeah.
And I had one of our friends, Smith's, around. And obviously he was a gardener. I said, look, I don't want you to do the work. And he's like, good, because I ain't got any equipment. I was like, but I just need a bit of advice. Oh, man. He started talking. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get this. And he just started talking. And I was like, I can't do this, can I? And he's like, you can. And I was like, nah, mate. What you're talking about there is way out of my skill set.
Yeah. Like, and you don't want to be having to buy equipment either. Well, and do a shoddy job.
Yeah, because I was all set for, would you believe, renting like a little Bobcat. And then
we're driving down the streets.
Yeah, a little Bobcat and a skin, like a little skip. And I had all planned that it was going to come on the weekend. I was going to do a weekend sort of thing. But I said to Chris, look, just come and just talk me through what I need, what's what. And he was going, I was like, yeah, this is.
Did he put your pagoda up?
A pagoda. And I was like, yeah, this is not for me. So I cancelled the skip and cancelled the Bobcat. Because I was, like I said, I was all set. What had happened is I'd just been talking around the garden, scraping things off and gone. Now what?
Let's get down the streets. Yeah.
But everything's off level because the house is technically the house is like sort of lifted slightly compared to where it was. So technically, there must have been a slope.
I think there was a slope from what I remember. From towards the back gate.
Oh no! Sorry, what I'm saying is the actual house itself. Oh, right. So the pad that the kitchen sat on. No, maybe not. Because you used to step out of the kitchen. So it's probably about the same actually, level wise. But you're trying to get that level back because of all the rubble and stuff that's been left behind. It just, I couldn't do it. Builder, he was laughing at me. He's like, I was like, what are you coming quote for me?
He's not laughing at it. He's going, ka-ching, ka-ching. Yeah.
So I've had a few quotes in. He hasn't come back to me yet, actually. I need to chase him. But I've had a couple of quotes in. And I know that I need to get some garden equipment and start being a gardener.
That's your plan. Your task, I suppose. We all have kind of a task, don't we, that we're going to do. I've not done none since I built my deck in.
Yeah.
Didn't do. I want to try and get my grass right. And that's a proper old man thing to say, isn't it? But I want to try and get that right. Yeah. Get it into a point where like a dad should
have.
Yeah.
Well, what I want to do is, and I've not mentioned it to any gardener that's come round, in the corner, I want to do the barbecue, but I want to do the brick lane for the barbecue.
Yeah.
I want to do the concrete pad, and I want to put the pizza oven on and put my barbecue back in situation. I want to do that so then I've done something. No,
you can cut the grass.
just out of like, I want a project to do, if that makes sense. But I think I can do that. I just haven't got the skills to do that and everything. I just couldn't.
I was thinking stuff like that as well. It's knowing, like you say, about leveling it out. I'd have just gone, I'll just throw some grass seed down.
Yeah, see what happens.
Yeah.
Like Jack and Beanstalk. Oh, look.
Go from there.
So, yeah, so sorry to think about me guarding that, but yeah. So that's the 2024 project.
So you've got nothing like trips or all like that booked?
Nope. Clubs have all started back, which obviously it went really quiet through December. They're all back. Obviously, neither of them are swimming. They don't go to swim club anymore because...
I was just saying to you before as well, because obviously Ava goes to big school as well this year, don't she? So that's a change. Which I've noticed in Andy, I just think she's grown up really quickly.
Yeah.
From what is effectively going to school at primary school and playing.
Yeah, yeah. To then, yeah, I can remember that change because I can remember when we did like a taster day. So I went to Holy Family School and we went on the bus like one day. And we spent the whole day there, so we'd like sort of went round doing what your classes like registration, doing all the site familiarisation stuff. And I sort of thought, oh, this is brilliant. Yeah, this is like just like a bigger version of what we had. And then you like sort of forget and you go back in your seven, like, fuck, this is what I remembered. What I've got to say, listen to you talk today. I want to play football. Yeah. No, man.
It's raining. Get out.
Yeah.
Do that, Brian. It's raining. You're not going out.
Yeah, it's raining. Yeah, you didn't go out.
Do you know what was funny? Because Andy was here the other day and I was asking him, like, what she was back to school Monday. So what's your first lessons Monday? It says, like, PE. We've always had this bugbear about PE, haven't we? Yeah. Certainly primary school. It's the first thing that gets cancelled.
Yeah.
We need to do an extra lesson, like cancel everybody's PE. We need to practice for the school play, cancel everybody's PE. Don't do that at big school.
Yeah, so it's funny you said that because when they were leading up to doing Christmas caroling, they kept cancelling PE to practice Christmas carols.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I tell you what, weirdly though, she'd done a lesson at school and they'd done like the dance mat thing. Which is a bit pants.
I'm going to be saying that.
It's a bit rubbish.
It's like a compromise.
Yeah. It's like, well.
Teachers in.
Teachers are sick, I think. So yeah. Brought like a substitute in. All right. watch that TV.
So what I find strange about that is, like, so I get away from sport background. I completely get that. However, if that was me and I had no interest in sports, so I'm not expecting to be able to do squats, burpees, do a sports lesson or teach someone to play badminton or thingy, go for a fucking run around the field.
Well, they do. Idiots.
No, but so teachers ringing sick, fucking go do 10 laps at the field, please.
Cross-country running.
Yeah.
They did orienteering. They're very similar, aren't they? They must have like a plan to go. Yeah. There's a map. We've got the markers, whatever, around.
Go find
just
them.
Go do that.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. We're getting dance mat out. It's poor. Yeah. You are right. It's poor.
Yeah. It was pretty poor. But at least they're doing it. And that's what I mean. I think I always thought any jump you do, even from school to college, it still seems like a massive jump.
Yeah.
From college to university, it's a massive. Yeah. Not that I went to university, but it's a massive jump. And yeah, so you've got that to enjoy.
Yeah, well, some of Ava's team have already gone to secondary school because they're like it's double year. So, like, Ava plays up effectively because they're a girls' team, they play over 2 years.
Yeah, yes.
And I think Ava's noticed the maturity in them as well. Like, you know, like, so, like, not like she's like trying to be like thinking, but she's like trying to keep with them, but then with his friends, because obviously maybe her friends don't do sports or interact with. Yeah. The older kids, you know, it's like
it was even stuff like at Christmas shopping, and the stuff that she wants. Oh. You know, I want a lip gloss. You've never worn lip gloss in your life, but it's like that now. It's that
all they've got for Christmas is makeup.
Yeah,
makeup, fantasy, and all every day. So Ava's one of them kids where it's like, go wash your face, brush your teeth before you. You know, it's the same thing. I had to get up and go. Have you brushed your teeth? Have you washed your face? She's got makeup, bang up, face on, headband in, moisturises, cleanses it, thingies it, puts the makeup on. I'm like, who are you? For the last I don't know how long, I've not been able to get you to wash your face, never mind cleanse it and sort it. And I was like, and then nails were going on over holidays. I was like,
to be a girl, eh? To be a girl. I couldn't be arsed with all that shit.
Even Noah had his hair cut because he was too much hassle, it'd been long. He's gone back to a bit of shorter hair. He's not got, because I was headband and having to, you know, sort it out. Because you're getting to a point where it was like
so much maintenance.
Well, it was. It was getting really weird. It was like he had to like sort of go to bed with it like blown, dried back. Also wake up, he's like, hair was everywhere. I'm like, bloody hell. And then trying to sort it out in the morning, I'm like, fuck's up your hair, lads. I know, big time. I was like, just get it cut a bit short, mate. And he's like, I pretty much talked him into it. I showed him a couple of pictures. I'm like, look at that, this, mate. And it is a lot easier to maintain.
It's you when you was a kid.
Yeah. I had white hair when I was a kid.
But, mate, make the most of it while you've got it.
You're big time. He'll have Amy's dad's hair, though. He's got, like, a full head, front head. Because, like, even as a kid, I always had, like, a bit of an M. It's not as if I've got, like, hair right to front. Noah's got hair where he actually comes down at the front ear. He's got, like, a bit of... So, like
Stephen Gerrard.
I don't know if that...
Stephen Gerrard's got that funny, like, forward hair thing, doesn't he? Looks like he's got a wig on that's pushed at front.
Probably, yeah. To the point where, when, you know, he's having his hair slicked back, the hair just had to keep, like, you know, like, cutting this bit here. So, like, Noah had this, like, weird, like, trimmed bit here, because obviously...
Like his baby hair bit.
No, it was like, it's like his head of hair is forward. He's got, like, a full, literally, a full head of hair. A full
head.
You'd
be devoured if that falls out, wouldn't it?
I hope it does. Right.
What about, personally, for 24? Is anything that you want to be better with yourself?
I think I need to take... So, 23 as well, a lot of things going on and stuff. I think I need to take a bit more time for myself this year. And I don't know, it sounds selfish, but like, not just me, but my family and stuff, and just a bit more time.
Put your own gas mask on first, though, don't you?
Yeah, because I need to help others.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, so if you can't look after yourself, you can't do them a little bit.
Yeah, so.
It's not selfish, either.
I need to sort myself out a little bit, and we've known that for a few years. I need to get a bit fitter, and I need to sort my blood pressure out and stuff, and my cholesterol, and me. But I just need to get myself sorted a little bit. I think.
Cleanse.
Yeah.
Bit of an inner cleanse. Yeah. Should we do a spa day?
Yeah, I enjoy a spa day. To be fair, I need to book some more of them. We'll go with missus. That's something I need to do as well. So spend a bit more time just me and the missus.
Like a date.
Yeah,
a
date. So because she gets like a day off in the week. I really should then maybe, if it's her weekend off, then I'm going to comprise of family time. But I should maybe short one of our days, work the weekend, then we can have a day off together and go do something. And it's not about doing something about the kids. We're doing something for ourselves.
I think sometimes it is about doing stuff without the kids, though. Because you've still got... When I say you've got needs, I'm not saying spend afternoon in bed. Like, do you know what I mean? But you have, like...
Oh, I have needs.
I know, they're just below your thighs. you still need, I think, them times as a couple as well.
Yeah.
Get yourself off and have a spa day.
Yeah. I enjoy it, though, because we normally do it for our birthdays. So we'll go to, like, Ballantyne's in York. We've done it a couple of times. Did that last year.
Yeah.
But I just lay on one of those beds, warm bed, fall asleep. I don't know. I'm off.
Quality time.
I'm really good for it. Like, and then I'll go sit in sauna. She didn't like it in sauna because but she wears contact lenses, so she can't go in sauna. So she's doing laps in pool. I'm sitting in sauna. It's like, I'm melting. I miss saunas. I was talking to someone today, and I was on about when we were up at Leicester Centre, we were going to have sauna and steam and stuff like that. And something hit me, and I was like, I miss the sauna. I really do miss the sauna.
I used to miss going in there and just chatting with people.
Well, someone's like, really out, and you're like, hello, just a bit squeegee. How are you doing, mate?
No, I don't believe it. I'm sat in there with people.
Yeah, like, some randomers.
You've been to the gym and you just go in there. You can't not go in there and not talk.
So, when it was, obviously, I've not been in it since I shaved my head. Since I started shaving my head. Now, I used to always be in there. There was always a bloke, all blokes there. They're proper, like, just sat in there, dripping sweat, just razor shaving their head. I'm thinking, it wasn't, and I was thinking, how do I do that? I can now, so let's get it up and let me get in there.
Get them bricks built.
Do you know someone asked me if they could buy the sauna? Did they? I was like, it got condemned. It's like, yeah. And I was like, no, mate, it got proper condemned. The wood was like deemed as like a fire risk. Never mind the electrics and all the other things because of the age of it.
That's weird, isn't it? Because this would be boring for people that don't know about it, but that was there for years and years and years. And then like Graham rebuilt it.
Yeah.
But it was there a lot longer. So it must have been in a worse state when he rebuilt it.
Yeah.
So say it was there for 15 years and then it's been there 10 years or whatever since Graham built it.
And the rest.
Yeah. It was there longer before he did. So it was pretty grim, wasn't it?
But one of the things was...
I didn't condemn stuff in them days.
Yeah, well, one of the things that was like really weird was like, it's been there for ages. And we had a bit of an issue, you know, trying to get it to work after COVID because I've been shut down, been thinking, trying to recommission it back up. I'm like, we can't commission this. I'm like, why can't commission it? Well, electric's from the 60s. Sorry, how have we got away with this?
Building one built till 80s.
we want that thing, 80s then or whatever it is. Yeah. But I was like, how has this happened? Do you know what I mean?
Solid. The built things to last.
Built to last, yeah. The hell's gone on here? So yeah, like a really weird thing.
Absolute built to last. My 2024 is going to be very much so over Christmas. I've got problems with my roof. So
I've told you, mate, I'll get up on that roof.
I know, but I'm worried state you're in, you'll just jump off.
I've got some scaffolding.
You have, you're right. No, so I think I've got it sorted, but I don't yet know what it's going to cost. You mentioned before about a camper van. I want a camper van.
Yeah, I want you to get a camper van.
I've even got my trip planned.
Where are we going?
Well, this is the thing. Because, again, I know it's a bit cheesy, a bit of a cliche, but life is too short, isn't it? And I think if I can afford it, which it'll skimp me, but I just want to do it and then just go, right, now I can now do stuff. And there's so many times, like when I did Great North Run, I'm thinking, I've got to get an hotel. You know, if I'd have had a camper, I could just drove up and just stayed on and just slept in that. And the logistics of it all, and I think there's other places where I've been. We've like got up stupidly early to get places. When I'm thinking, we could have just had a nice steady drive the night before.
Yeah, slept
tea time, stayed in that, and just thought. And I just think it'd be really cool.
I'm birth again.
I'm gonna go for 4 because I think that'll be roomy enough. Yeah. That suit you?
Yeah, of course it was you.
It's not about me.
Mate, it's rental agreement. Yeah. I'll rent off you for a weekend.
And I just think
it'd be class. I'll rent off your weekend. Goodbye, smash it up. Mate, I'm really sorry. I smashed into this.
Yeah,
and I've crashed it.
Definitely a sticker on it when I rock it. And I keep watching these videos now, and I know that people are like living vans. I'm not stupid enough not to think like that lifestyle's fantastic. Yeah. But yeah, so that's what I want to do this year. I also want to try and give back a bit. And again, I'm a big believer in karma. I've not told you this, have I?
No.
So,
I don't know what you're on about. I've not told you this. I don't think so.
As soon as I start telling you, go, yes, you've told that. So, a letter came just before Christmas.
Ooh. From Santa?
Foot post. I'm on his list.
Good list.
I'm on his list. A letter came foot post. And the name on it is somebody... It's quite a common name, but it's somebody that I would recognise in our town. but the address was a mixture of my address and somebody else's address. So I've had this before. This name, you know, like you'll get old mail that comes to your house, and you go, oh, that's because so-and-so used to live here. So I had one before, and I put a message on Facebook saying, does anybody know this person? Because it was handwritten, and I thought, they want that. Do you know what I mean? So it might be a Christmas card or whatever. So somebody came out
to open and see if there's any money.
No, I didn't. But on this one, it came, and I thought, if I put this name on Facebook, somebody's going to go, yeah, it's so-and-so, and I know it's not them.
All right.
Do you know what I mean? So I opened it, and it's a voucher for a...
Spent it.
Well, I don't think I could have done it in all good consciousness. So I've opened it. So then researched the company, thinking, right, I could contact them and just say, look, you've made an error. You've sent this in error. So that was an option I've got. Then the address of the town, I've Googled that, and there is the same address in that town as my address. So obviously, and it was a printed label, so this company as well was a big company, international company. So they've obviously gone on their system, typed somebody's name as the address, and got the wrong address, but it's got my postcode on.
Uh-huh.
So it's like my number, my street name, their town, my postcode.
Ah.
Do you see what I mean? So, but
we've all the system get
so,
that?
So they basically put the wrong postcode on their address.
Yes.
Do you see what I mean?
Yes, so, everything's right apart from the last bit, which is the postcode, and then the post office only used the postcode against...
Yes,
So the street name, the number, and the postcode do represent each other, because the town's not right.
The town doesn't.
Which is what you'd do, wouldn't you? So that's how they do sort. So they sort by postcode, and then, they don't look at the town, do they?
No. So I'm making it my mission to get this back to the person who it belongs to. So I've written a letter...
Have you?
Yeah, so I've written my letter. I've got an envelope. I actually meant to post it the other day, and I've left it.
I've left
it at work. So so it's a bit of an ongoing story.
Off air, I wonder what this town is.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Because I'm guessing it's too far to go.
Yes, it is too far to travel. That would be weird as well. But if I had a camper van, I could stay over.
No, but what I'm saying is road trip.
Yeah, it's too far to travel to, you know, just drive there and back. So. Yeah, so I'm trying to be a good person.
Yeah.
You're right. I could have just got that voucher and gone, I'm just going to spend this.
Can you keep us posted on how you get on this adventure? Because I'm actually intrigued with this person.
I mean, I don't know whether they'll come back and write back and say thank you or what. I'm not going to put my phone number or anything on there. I think that's maybe a bit weird.
So they've got to write you back.
Do you know what I even did, though?
Pen pals.
I obviously went on to Facebook to see if I could find them, that person in that town, because you can search by where they live, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
And couldn't. I even went on like LinkedIn because I'm thinking obviously it's an employee, normal, a lot of people on there, but couldn't find the person with that name that worked for that company. I just think, you know, you've worked all year, you deserve that.
So their company had sent this out?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. So could you not ring the company?
I could have done. That was my first option. So I've got the company's name, but because it's such a massive company, I just don't think they'll give a shit.
No.
And I think a nice handwritten letter back.
Did you write really nice and neat?
No, I went wrong, so I've had to scribble a bit.
Are you joking? Like, crosses out on it. Like, who's this retard?
Yeah, Tipex. So I will keep you updated on what happens with it. Okay. So I'm back in office tomorrow, so I'm going to pick it up tomorrow and I'm going to send it.
Nice.
Send it probably Friday. So we'll see.
Oh, I'm going to love it if they're like, yeah, can you please...
And they're a millionaire and they go, you're amazing.
Here. So for a £5 voucher, here's 20 grand.
Yeah, here's a free camper van.
Maybe they're one of our listeners.
Maybe I should maybe just put the QR code in there, should I?
That's it. I was like, what's this, right?
Might do that.
Yeah, do it. What was I going to say? Don't know what I was going to say. Gone. Must be a lie.
We'll do it next week. That's it. Thanks for everybody listening.
Welcome to 2024. Boom, boom.
2024. Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.